Welcome to the official CCAF podcast. For more than 20 years, the Small and Emerging Contractors Advisory Forum has been helping small and emerging government contracting businesses scale to their fullest potential. On this podcast, we'll be interviewing key government leaders and subject matter experts to get a better understanding of GovCon customers and trends in the industry. We at CCAF believe there's space for everyone to succeed. Now, on to today's episode.
Good afternoon and welcome to the CCAF podcast series presented by CCAF, which stands for the Small and Emerging Contractor Advisory Forum. I'm Frank Sturrock, a member of the CCAF Board of Directors. I'm the CEO of a government contracting small business called Compendium Federal Technology. Today, we're going to talk to one of the three key members of the George Mason University Barone Center for Government Contracting about the 2023 Small Business Summit taking place on 7 September. At the Army-Navy Country Club in Arlington. For those of you who may not know, for more than 20 years, the Small and Emerging Contractors Advisory Forum, known as CCAF, has empowered government contractors like you to scale and succeed. Through CCAF's connections, events, education, tools, and resources, you stay on top of industry trends, win government contracts, and experience exponential growth. Today, we're meeting with Richard Butel from the Barone Center of Government Contracting to talk about the Small Business GovCon Summit taking place next week on 7 September. Rich, it's great to see you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Frank. I appreciate it. We're really looking forward to partnering with CCAF to talk about these important issues impacting small businesses.
Great. So tell us about yourself with respect to your experience and expertise in government contracting.
Well, I'm a 10-year Hill veteran, spent 2 years on the House Small Business Committee as a senior policy advisor, and then had the opportunity to go over to the Senate working for the Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, where I was the senior policy advisor to Senator Susan Collins on IT and procurement acquisition issues. So I'm a recovering government contracts lawyer by trade, focused on IT procurement specifically, both acquisition techniques and process and procedures and obstacles that are hampering our innovative small businesses in many circumstances from joining together to support the warfighter.
Yeah, it seems like an awesome way to transition out of, you know, from government contracting to giving back and being on the education side and the school of business. That sounds like a pretty cool gig.
Well, small business and particularly the non-traditional and innovative government contractors play a critical role in supporting the warfighter and bringing innovation into DOD and to the civilian agencies. And we're really at the cusp of some major challenges with nation state actors like China and the like, and we're at risk of losing our technological supremacy to these aggressive state actors. And so ensuring that there's a smooth and robust pathway for small businesses and non-traditional contractors to engage with government and to bolster the industrial base is an essential aspect of our national security going forward.
Great. So tell us about your upcoming panel on small business opportunities, the effect of increased centralization and reduction of contract vehicles to streamline acquisitions on small business growth and viability. Can you give us like a quick overview?
You bet. So we've got a great panel going forward. We have two quite active CCAF members in Nasser Basir at ITCOM and Rob Minnell, who's the Chief Growth Officer of Synertex, to come in and talk about their challenges that they're confronting to maintain a robust presence and go-to-market strategy. In addition, we've got John Klein, who's the Deputy General Counsel of the Small Business Administration, and whose point in addressing recent legal developments that premise the whole small business program off of racial characterizations and categories that could really pose tremendous challenges to small disadvantaged business opportunities through SBA and the 8A program. So these are existential issues and need to be addressed. And I think this panel will be well situated to provide answers and concrete advice about how best to navigate these issues.
Yeah, I bet some of the questions for John Klein are going to be an answer there is going to be pretty interesting. Really looking forward to what he has to say, given the fact that just a couple of weeks ago, you know, there was a case that went to the federal court in Tennessee, and he had some comments last week about that. So it'd be interesting to see how he elaborates that on some more and with some people who are actually having to experience some of the outcomes of the policy that's being written, don't you think?
Absolutely. And we're also going to talk about the tension between government's interest in consolidating their buying power through the use of category management and best-in-class contract practices, which is, you know, an understandable attempt by government to get the best deal possible and to rationalize their purchase and their buy activities. But on the other hand, if they go too far, if the pendulum swings too far, then many highly qualified small businesses are going to find themselves on the outs and not able to participate as the competitive field is narrowed around the category management principles. So it's an important topic to sort out and to find the right balance to serve both the government's interests and the need to maintain a robust and open access industrial base.
Yeah. So besides the SDB discussions that are going on and category management, what are a couple of the other two or three hot topics that you may address also during the panel?
Well, we also want to talk about additional recent court decisions that have really undercut the ability to provide price information by labor category at the task order level. This was an important reform in the 2017 National Defense Authorization Act that said if small businesses are going to provide pricing information and do price competition, it needs to be at the task order level where you have concrete statements of work that define what is needed and what the requirement requires in terms of your labor categories and skill sets of your workforce. And the court said, no, that has to be provided up front at the GWAC level, which is the big umbrella contract, where it's all hypothetical and doesn't mean much. And so that adds undue burden, complexity, and uncertainty into the whole process and is an important decision by the courts that needs to be sorted out and I believe rolled back because I think it's legislatively bad policy.
I definitely feel that, you know, because if you have to, as a small business CEO, you know, you're typically the pricing guy. And so if you're trying to put together all these different salary surveys and boil the ocean with all of the possible ways of pricing, it does make it very difficult if you don't have a lot of help or if you don't make an investment to get in a consultant to do that. So that ought to be a very interesting conversation. And hopefully we'll have some remedies that we can provide some small businesses that are attending and maybe they can get some help.
Absolutely. I mean, if you had to project 5 years in advance what your labor categories are, I mean, just think about it. I mean, how do you price out an AI expert? You know, that labor category didn't even exist a year ago. And God knows what other new kinds of skills and professional characterizations you're going to have to address with your pricing policy. Nobody has a crystal ball at that level. So this is a real problem.
Really excited to hear the back and forth and learn from your panel and really excited about the opportunity to work with the Barone Center next week. CCAF is super excited to bring their members in. We opened it up to people outside of CCAF because we want to encourage this type of dialogue and discussion, and it shouldn't just be limited to members. So we're really looking forward to the event. So thanks for coming. Thanks for chatting with me. And we'll get this out so everybody can hear and get a little taste of what's going to come. And Rich, I really appreciate the time this afternoon.
Thanks, Frank. Looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks for listening. So please visit the CCAF website for all of our upcoming events and to listen to this interview. Again, there'll be a link on this podcast where you can reach out and see other events that the Barone Center is having, any of their research. And you also have the contact information for Rich here if you want to ask him about some of his IT expertise. So thanks very much and have a great evening.
Thanks for listening to the official CCAF podcast. To join our tight-knit community, access resources, attend events, and network with leaders, become a CCAF member by visiting ccaf.org/CCAF membership. Have a great day.